This is a dramatic reading, like a radio show, of a story created only from Guru's writings and songs, a divine arboretum. Each line contains a word or phrase related to trees or tree gardens. The references to Guru's writings are printed on our scripts. The characters are...
A poet, later revealed to be, it's a surprise, Andrea.
A young advanced seeker on the verge of realization, later an elder sage, Shurasri.
The sage's young seeker disciple, Nirbasa.
Three inner voices.
Of each of these two seekers.
And also three birds.
Peter.
Carlos.
Kundana.
And the supreme, Bhashwar.
The story begins with the advanced seeker's struggles in the desire forest.
He who sets fire to his mind's impurity forest is blessingfully granted an aspiration garden by God himself. Within, aspiration flames, without, desire forest. Therefore, man, his is agony.
You have fallen from surrender tree.
You cannot climb up devotion tree anymore.
Love tree does not want even to see you, for you have time and again disappointed love tree by climbing earthbound desire banyan tree.
If you live in the desire forest, the doubt tiger will unmistakably devour you and your beauty's heart. God's long disappearance will turn into God's immediate appearance if you can uproot your life's temptation tree.
If we do not destroy our desired life tree, we shall never be able to fly in ecstasy sky.
Desire tree, uproot as soon as possible.
You must not hesitate. You must not delay. You must immediately uproot your mind's temptation tree.
I am truly tired of my desire forest life. Oh, my mind's huge ego tree, it is high time for you to be uprooted. Can you not see that I am now my soul's adamantine will? My Master Lord, I shall fell my ignorance tree to run and dive and fly with you free. I shall fell my ignorance tree. My Lord, please, please do not allow me to enter into my mind's forest night anymore.
Don't worry. Your mind's desire leaves will very soon wither away. I want to uproot the old tree, the ancient tree, which is now absolutely rotten and fossilized. I am trying to have a totally new tree. If the old tree exists, and beside the old tree you plant a new tree, that new tree also will be affected. That is why I want to uproot the whole tree and throw it away.
My life's failure tree, my Lord, has just uprooted. My Lord, how can I ever erase my deplorable past?
My child, create a peace garden with the tears of your heart inside your mind. Try to go deep within, sow the seed of love within your heart, and it will grow into a love tree.
Only one deed can feed my supreme need. I shall sow the seed of love, oneness, light, and see inside the seed the tree, the blossoming tree of perfection, delight. Every morning after my meditation is over, I plant a peace tree in my love, devotion, surrender grove. My soul, my heart, and I every day plant hundreds of peace trees in my heart garden.
The tree of love can never be separated from the tree of realization.
When Lord Buddha realized God at the foot of the Bodhi tree, the tree itself was helping him.
Realization fruits my life needs. This time I shall be silent in the grove of my mind. Silence, sky around me glows, when realization tree within me grows. Now I know why at the beginning of time God became the vision sun, and God became the silent vision, and then reality light. Vision is the seed. Reality is the growing plant that grows into the huge banyan tree to serve the parent sun vision.
You have realized God. That is true. But there is a realization which is infinitely superior. That realization you will have when you can climb up to the top of the tree, bring the fruit down to the ground, and distribute it to others who do not know how to climb.
Decades and years.
Time is the seed. Soul is the plant, tree, flower, and fruit. Time is, soul becomes and transcends.
God seeker, since you have come to me, let me immediately show you my God garden heart. My heart home is a place full of silence, peace. In front of my heart home are two giant trees, God's compassion tree and God's forgiveness tree. Each time I enter into my heart garden, I happily and proudly observe a cluster of aspiration trees. The faith bird sings atop the tree of life every day.
I have made myself a nest only for prayerful and soulful souls. Do you want to know what I'm doing? I'm just singing and playing. I'm playing and singing in my soul's universal nest.
Every day, God invites me to eat his heart's protection tree fruits. Affection, love, sweetness, fondness, God has for me. Every day I live and grow under his protection tree. Affection, love, sweetness, fondness, God has for me. Every day I live and grow under his protection tree. Under his protection tree. Under his protection tree. Every morning when I meditate, the singing flowers the dancing branches and the climbing trees join me in my meditation. Inspiration you can get if you stand in front of a tree, looking at the beautiful flowers, fruits, and leaves. We get such an advantage when we are in front of a tree, if our consciousness is focused there.
My steady mind sits and dreams at the foot of my Lord's protection tree.
Anybody who will not have high experiences with trees? When we sit at the foot of the tree, our aspiration to reach the highest, the absolute transcendental consciousness, comes to the fore.
I wish to realize God. How long will that take?
Right now, do not think of the realization fruit. True, the fruit is your goal. But if you think of reaching the fruit before you even climb up the tree, then your mind will be on the fruit and you will not be able to climb. Just start climbing. I assure you, one day you will be able to enjoy the most delicious nectar fruit, which is God realization.
Oh, my heart, at every moment, try to climb. And climb my life's aspiration tree.
Slowly and unmistakably, you are climbing your heart's gratitude tree.
We must climb the peace tree to pluck oneest fruits.
With my heart's soulful hopes, I am climbing up eternity's compassion-flooded, self-giving tree.
Oh, God seeker, once you climb up your life tree, never think of looking down.
If you want to climb the God satisfaction tree, then brave the buffets of your insecurity thoughts.
What a fool! He is struggling to climb up the aspiration tree by using mental force instead of by making his mind calm and quiet.
The mind monkey quite often climbs up and sits on the indifference tree.
Do you not see what you've been doing? You have been swinging from branch to branch of desire's vital tree.
Like the squirrel, a seeker also comes down from the aspiration tree, head first, when his consciousness descends.
What has happened? You have climbed up the tree of aspiration only to come down again, right to the bottom? If you want to live once again a divine life, then vigorously shake your conscience tree.
My sweet Lord, my sweet Lord, my sweet Lord.
Patience tree.
Does God talk to the trees?
Yes, God talks to the trees. Many large and old trees are deeply conscious of their existence.
I am the seed and root and boughs. I am the aspiration tree. In me abides the deepest deep. My goal I build, I'm ever free. My secret will absorbs my life. My hidden treasure I share with earth. Her sleepless pangs in me now breathe. For her, my freedom vast, my birth.
Oh, my tree, day and night, within, without. You are my patience, tolerance, friend. Oh, my tree, in one form you are everybody's great mother, great father. A seeker has to be like a tree, the seed, the branches, the leaves, the fruit. Everything in the tree is constantly ready to serve. When the tree is in full bloom with countless flowers and fruits, it bends down. Look at the tree's humility. The tree shows us how to remain firmly rooted on earth while going high, higher, highest. Something else we learned from the tree. The tree is universal. Anybody, good or bad, can get its fruits and flowers. Our greatness is in climbing up to the top of the tree. Our goodness is in becoming the tree itself.
My Lord Supreme, do help my life grow into a patience tree so that I can serve you devotedly and soulfully, much more than I am doing now.
If your life becomes a torrential rain of eagerness and intensity, then you are bound to become a tree of God's satisfaction fruits.
When I have a deep meditation, I feel that my life is blossoming into a tree of paradise.
A devotee sees a circle which is gold. He enters into it with his soul's cry.
He then silently comes and stands at the center of the circle.
And grows into a tree of ecstasy.
Before my heart grew into an aspiration tree, I never realized that God's forgiveness was always free. I was a tiny mite plant. My Lord has now turned me into his God tree.
Delight is the tree. Its branches are light, knowledge, love, and power. Delight is the tree. Branches are light, knowledge, love, and power.
Delight is the tree.